We use it in a variety of ways, I know that. We use it in the typical ways about loving our spouse, loving our parents, loving our children. A lot of times we use it to show preference. Like, I love broccoli, or I love asparagus, or some of those types of vegetables that children love to eat so much. We use love. Even talk about our relationships with animals. I love my dog. I love my cat. I love my cow or whatever. We even talk about it to describe how we feel about places and activities. I love basketball or I love baseball. I love to go to the mountains. I love to go shopping, whatever. So we use that word love in a variety of ways. Tonight, though, I want us to focus on how that word is primarily used in the New Testament. While there are more than two original words that are translated love, there are only two that are primarily used in the New Testament. The first one is the one we talk about a great deal, the agape love, the one that has to do with our will, our reason, our thinking. One reference translates it as to do with choice, our resolve, determination to do what's right or best for another. Notice it's about will, it's about determination, it's about choosing to do what's good and right for someone else. It means that you regard the welfare of another person as being important. The other type of love that's talked about a lot in the Bible is the word phileo, that's the verb form, and it's the one that has to do with feelings and emotions. One defines it as to be friendly to one, denotes an inclination prompted by sense and emotion. Recall the story of Jesus and Mary and Martha and Lazarus when Jesus, Mary and Martha, of course, we know the account about the three of them. We know when their brother dies. And in John chapter 11, Jesus in one place is described as loving Lazarus. And it's interesting, in one place, the word is phileo. It is Jesus had warm, tender affections and feelings for Lazarus. So this is the word that has to do with emotions and our feelings and our affections. They're very different words in the New Testament, though. Very different. Agape, the first one, is the one that's used most frequently in the New Testament. It's the one that's used most of the time whenever you see the word love. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, one of the premier verses in the Bible describing God's love for man. Here the word is agape. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. It says, but God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's agape. That was God's choice. That was His will for us. Why? Because He was concerned about our welfare. Because without Christ, we were all lost. So, because He wanted what was best for us, because He was concerned about our general welfare, it says that He sent Christ to die for us. That was agape love. Also, that word is used to describe how we are to feel or act toward one another. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. These are some fantastic verses dealing with this type of love. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. John writes through inspiration, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God is love. But notice the reverse of that is not true. Love is not God, but God is love. You know, sometimes our world wants to say that love is God. But, of course, that's not true. But God is love. That's one of His defining characteristics. That's one of His defining qualities, is that God is love. God is agape. He is concerned about the welfare of His creation. Always has been from the very beginning and always will be. Whenever you find a command in the New Testament where you are to love somebody, love a neighbor, love your enemy, love your spouse, that is always agape. Always. Agape is the only type of love that can be commanded. That's why I can love my enemies. I don't have good feelings toward my enemies. I don't have affection for my enemies. I don't have those type of feelings for my enemies. The Bible never commands that. The Bible does command that I have their welfare in mind. And we'll talk much more about that in a little bit. So, phileo, that the second kind of love, the love that has to do with emotions and so forth, is never commanded of us. Because I can't command my children to have certain feelings for someone. You can't command feelings. You can command, though, that will and determination and resolve to do what's right for someone. That can be commanded. And it is, as we read there in 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. That's commanded, that we love one another. Why? Because God is love. God is agape. I'd like to look at, first of all, what biblical love is not. Two or three parts, and then a couple of ways of looking at what biblical love is. First of all, biblical love is not compromise. Again, our world, our culture, our society thinks that love is always willing to compromise. Such is not the truth in the Bible at all. One of the most classic examples is found in Galatians chapter 2, where we find the account of Paul. This is the only place we know about this. In Galatians chapter 2, we're talking